好，下一个议程是关于那个runway park， 啟德 runway park， 就我希望我哋用半个钟头时间或以内去讨论呢一个 item。咁或者提醒委員啦，呢一個跑道公園in fact 我哋都喺呢一個小組委員會度都討論過，即係兩次。咁我哋都喺一個 informal meeting 入面去即係聽過顧問嘅報告啦。咁今次係 formally 呢個LCSD ASD 同埋佢哋嘅顧問呢，就向大家去介紹嗰、那個第一期嘅 runway park。 咁提議就即係大家留意到，就我哋嗰個 runway park 嗰個面積係相對於上次係大咗，因為都係回應翻委員嘅要求，增加咗一啲草地嘅面積嚇。咁、就今日個當局會同我哋介紹嗰個設計，咁我歡迎柯章啦，LCSD Selina Lee 同埋ASD 嘅 Mr. KT 梁同埋 Mr. Teresa 梁嚇，咁同埋呢個顧問公司興宇建築師嘅Mr. Joseph Ho， Mr. PLU、Mr. Johnny Ho 同 Mr. WS Lee， 仲有Edo 嘅Mr. Andy Lewis、Mr. T.W. Cole 同埋 Miss Stephanie Lai 嘅。系，咁歡迎大家。咁我交俾邊位阿 Paul？ 系，
多謝主席。其實主席正話都已經講咗好清楚啦。就呢個委員會咧，其實都曾經兩次咧就考慮過 Runway Park。咁亦都聽到委員嘅意見之後咧，亦都將個 Runway Park 咧，我哋都將佢簡化咗。咁所以咧就多啲係啲草或者係啲咧綠化嘅地方。咁其最大嘅原因呢，就係話令到將來呢，我哋喺個全面發展嘅時候呢，我哋會多啲嘅彈性。咁我唔想阻大家時間，或者我就將呢個時間呢就交俾建築署Mr. Leung 同埋佢嘅顧問公司嚟到做一個簡介俾大家知道。多謝主席。
多謝阿波。咁我哋今次嗰個設計呢，就回應咗委員上幾次會嗰個意見呢，我哋係特別呢係將嗰個草地嘅範圍呢係加大咗。咁另外呢就嗰個設計方面呢就亦都簡化咗。咁就希望呢能夠呢係搵到一個 quick win 嘅 project 嘅situation。咁同埋呢我哋嗰個完工期呢，希望可以夾得到個 cruise terminal 呢嗰、那個喺 commissioning 嘅時間嘅。咁或者我哋個顧問團隊咧，而家係 ready 可以 present 個 design。
謝謝 KC， Chairman and members of the HC， let's start the presentation。The location of the park is really situated at the southeastern tip of the old Kaita runway。In terms of access, well, assuming that it's taken from the D3, which is situated in the middle of the strip here, and then come the car, I mean, vehicle circulation come in the site via the back of the service track road like that. Excuse me, the PowerPoint has some problem. Sorry for that. If we zoom in the phase one of the park, which is really the colored portion, we occupies an area of about 2.7 hectare, as opposed to the overall park, phase two, and overall, which is about 8.5 hectare here. So the major neighboring developments will have a heliport to the south, a cruise terminal, which is under construction now, and a tourism lot, which is the west of the site. In terms of vehicular access, we suppose the car will come in at the back of the service track road here and come in the side like that. And for phase one, we expect the people coming into the park via the exit from the cruise terminal at the red arrow portion. Well, talking about pull factors or attractions to the park, we consider we have three major attractions here, or three major access of the park. Namely, first one, no doubt everybody knows that the park will enjoy magnificent harbor view. But we also consider that we have distant features that will also attract, will be attractive to people going to the park as well. So number one is views. Second is that we have a very large lawn, which is comparable to a World Cup soccer field, with a Victoria Harbour as a backdrop. And the third aspect is that we have a piece of historical runway remnant, which is the very famous number three runway, the world famous at that time. Well, the challenge of the design is really to build in enough interest in the park so that we attract tourists and locals alike to come to the park to walk around and stay in the park as well. In terms of circulation, well, we think that the primary circulation, as shown in red dots here, so they come in, they walk around the waterfront promenade, the north-south strip, and the east-west strip, and they will infiltrate into a secondary trail, shown in orange dots here, that integrates or that engages the lawn and the promenade and forms a loop. The yellow one actually shows the free movement across the lawn, so they are very free to move in the lawn as well. The blue line actually, the blue dots actually indicates possible people coming from phase two circulation, so they can come in and infiltrate and integrate in the role for loop circulation of the park. In terms of views, no doubt along the waterfront promenade we'll enjoy magnificent harbour view, and on top of that, our arbors, which is on the other side of the promenade, will also be angled in specific or strategically to enjoy not only the harbour view but also the distant features that we earlier mentioned. So in the lawn area, we suppose that the main thrust or the main view is still dominated by the layman vista, but on the other hand, we'll have other secondary views looking through the pocket space and other areas as well. No doubt is a basic intention to maximize the green vegetation of the park. So in that line of thought, all our architectural, say, arbors, the weather station, the plant buildings, etc., we will all design them to become finger, green finger-like thing growing out from the vegetation, so that they create another extra layer and dimension to impart a special character to the park. In terms of zoning, it will be very straightforward and effective. We make the runway run together with waterfront promenade to become the active activity space, which circumscribes a central lawn which supports a passive activity space. Well, specifically, we have a pervert area which will dedicate to performance area, which will be near to the existing weather station. In order to insulate or buffer the park from the noise or the exhaust fumes of the cruise terminal building and the heliport, we've built in a dense green buffer at the south of the park, and also we have a shrubs buffer to the west of it, so that when phase two park is still under construction, visitors of the park will be enjoying the view towards the main features instead of directing towards the construction site. Now, actually, the chairman also mentioned previously that the orange line depicts the earlier phase one extent, which is only about 1.2 hectare earlier this year we presented. Right now, the phase one extent has been expanded to 2.7 hectare, so more than twice, and particularly the lawn area, you can see that we increased almost four times than we previously proposed, to 1.5 hectare. So now let's take a walk through the master landscape plan. So suppose you exit the cruise terminal building from this point, the green buffer will be interrupted to form a welcoming plaza. You come in and you will see the expansive, the very panoramic lawn, and you will be engaged by the visual axis or the green corridor formed by the runway remnant here. So you go forward to explore, anxious to explore the waterfront, to come into here, and then you discover that a whole 300 meter long waterfront promenade stretch in front of you. So as you walk along, you explore further attractions. Say number 14 is actually a grass realm where people can sit and or lie down to enjoy the harbor view. and further on, the waterfront promenade dilates to form a performance venue. Here, the surface finishes all changed to timber, almost like a stage thing. And near to the weather station, we form a special group of arbors to tie back the fabric, to form a shaded plaza here. Further on, to the east-west stretch of the waterfront promenade, the arbors together with the pocket space form a, and also the big, we have big planters here that we plan to grow seasonal plants and special shrubberies so that this part of the seating arrangement with a more of a relaxed nature. So if you want to go back to the lawn, you can always do so via these small rows and then take this trail along the edge of the lawn. Little white dots actually depicts the seating arrangement for the elderly and the parents to looking after their children, small kids playing around the lawn as well. So continue your way up, down. Actually, there's a plant or palm building disguised at the back of the shrubbery buffer zone. And you come back to the runway remnant here. Actually, number two is actually a ancillary block where the public toilet and the park management is situated here. So in terms of group visit, you may take the coach away, the park like this. If you are, you can also choose to exit the park via the entrance plaza like that. In terms of three-dimensional design, our park also take reference from our neighbor, the Cruz Simon Building, to adopting a contemporary and organic approach so as to achieve a metropolitan park so that the two becomes a good counterpoint of each other. They put really well, nice to sit together. Following on, we will be introducing a cross section from north to south across the Great Lawn looking towards Lee Yuen. So you feel the panoramic expanse of the lawn where different kinds of activities will be happening together without interruption to each other. The section actually ends in the entrance plaza and the entry point from this cruise terminal that I previously pointed out. Another section across the east-west waterfront promenade where we would see the existing weather station together with the group of trellises and arbors that tie back to the green fabric of the park. And specifically, the arbors and the planters here form a nice pocket space that form a strong visual rhythm along the section. So let's take a look. So this is the arbors, so this is the pocket space. They form strong rhythms, totally four groups of them. They're ending in a palm building, which will be disguised by green panels and also buffered by the shrubbery buffer here. Well, to achieve what we have presented, actually we are devising a very simple construction method, namely all the arbors shown in purple and other special group shown and also plant building shown in orange module. They come in two modules. Basically, these green trellis will be constructed in very simple terms. They are basically steel frames with wire mesh in between for the growth of green plants. So they are supposed to be fabricated off-site and mounted and veiled onto supports on-site so they're easy to install, easy to remove. Actually, it also be recycled and reused elsewhere for phase two as well. So if we take a look at the arbor, basic arbor design, well, we want to use the green trellis that we just mentioned as a roof of it to provide a sizable or generous shading space in compensation of a rather lack of trees along the waterfront promenade. At the same time, we'll install solid aluminium solids at the center portion of it to provide rain protect zone for the people enjoying using the arbor here. The main design that you will notice that, or the character of the arbor, is that we want to continue the covering of the green vegetation from shrubberies or planters behind the arbors right across to the top of it. So if you take a roof pan, so this is what we call the holistic green design. So the what is artificial and the nature will be all integrated together. So this is one of the main design feature of the arbor. Looking at the arbor in three-dimensional terms, so this is a sketch as you walk along the promenade. So this is what the arbor looks like. So the back of it is integrated nature. And if you take a look from the back of it, say point B, all the arbor's roof will be integrated into a small mound or the shrubbery behind, so that it totally disappear in a sense. The same method of using different two modules of panels will be applied to a ancillary building located at the end of the runway remnant as well. Well, this ancillary building actually houses the public toilet and all the park management facilities here. So we use those trellises as vertical screens and other horizontal trellis seen as depicted in this perspective, so that the whole building will then camouflage, green camouflage into the surrounding park environment. By the same token, the pump building at the northwest corner of the site is also disguised in a way by the vertical panels and the horizontal roof panels, so in perspectives like that. By doing that, we all know that the plants will modify or improve the microclimate around the environment, and at the same time, it will achieve green considerations to lowering the heat island effect of all the artificial buildings within the park. The last one we would like to take a look at the existing weather station at the northeastern tip around here. So we all know that this weather station is still functional and we have to keep it. But in terms of design strategy, we will wish to incorporate the trellises and others, tying it back, the whole weather station visually to the back to the green fabric of the whole park, so as to diminish the visual prominence of the weather station. By doing so, we not only create a shaded plaza underneath the where people can enjoy the outdoor performance, particularly in summertime, but at the same time, this shaded plaza could be used for display of educational exhibitions and artifacts as well. So now I will pass the time to Ido to take us to the landscape aspects of the design.
Thank you, Johnny. Johnny's already gone through, I think, in some detail the components of the plan and the proposed plan. I just wanted to focus a little bit on some of the key landscape areas, features of the scheme and how those would be developed. Looking first of all at the entrance plaza from the cruise terminal, entering the park, crossing the runway and onto the central lawn. So there's an obvious strong visual connection there, and that will be the grass of the lawn will be reinforced in this location here. At right angles to that, the runway alignment, which is obviously a key element in the history of the site, something that we would want to maintain as a touchstone to the past use of the park, and indeed something that comes through from the overall urban design guidelines for Kai Tak development about maintaining a visual corridor along the runway alignment and out towards the Lei Yu Mun Gap and the harbour. That's fine. We can maintain that linear element. We were a little bit concerned about the sheer scale of that hard surface, and so in order to humanize it a little bit and to make it a more comfortable experience for users of the park, we've chosen to propose this undulating grass planter. It's very low, as you can see in the section below. It's only 300 or 400 millimeters high and just undulates along the alignment of the runway and to an extent mimics wave action in the harbour beyond. But it gives that added dimension. It softens the runway, maintains the horizontality of the alignment, but gives opportunity for additional green space and also additional informal seating, either on the grass itself or along the undulating edge of those planters.
between the runway and the emergency access, the cruise terminal and the heliport. This is the only significant area at the moment where we're proposing tree planting. The concerns about tree planting, and in fact one of the concerns about the whole approach to phase one of the design, was to maintain as much flexibility as possible for what might happen in the larger park, the final proposals for phase two. And having to fell or transplant trees is a very difficult and emotive process. So we're only at this stage planting trees where we are certain they can be maintained permanently. So an obvious place here, in this sort of, to create this green buffer between the park proper and the heliport, the emergency access road, and the back of the cruise terminal. There'll be a strong green buffer in that location. You can see what that might look like in section at the bottom there. Looking elsewhere, the sections here through the promenade, these are the pocket spaces that Johnny described that work as a sort of offshoot from the promenade between the sort of forming a transition between the promenade and the main central lawn. The seating areas are lined to capture the best harbour views. The connecting footways are lined also to capture what we imagine would be the desire line for major movements from the larger park at a later date. And this creates this sort of potential for activity space spilling out onto the promenade and capturing the harbour views beyond. The lawn itself, Johnny mentioned World Cup soccer pitch, and that's just to give you an idea of the scale of this lawn. The intention is not that it be used in any formal sense as an active recreation facility for soccer or anything else. It's very much a large, simple lawn for informal, passive recreation. People will be free to do whatever they like, basically, on there. And that, in that respect, it's probably more akin to the central lawn in Victoria Park than it is to football pitches in terms of its use. And it slopes down from top left to bottom right in this picture, which helps with drainage, it helps with construction, it allows us to avoid having to dig out large areas of concrete slab from the runway, provides drainage, free draining for the lawn, and also tilts the lawn slightly to capture the best harbour views. Looking at the softscape elements, I mentioned tree planting, which is pretty minimal. There's only two types of tree, four species, but in two types. There's the buffer planting, as I mentioned, the strong band that emphasizes the runway alignment, but also creates that buffer between these other uses off-site. And just a simple statement of amenity, feature trees, where the entrance comes in from the cruise terminal. Beyond that, the plant palette is very simple. I mentioned why there are no other trees in there. The lawn is the obvious key feature. The rest of the planting is largely a relatively low palette of colourful shrubs and ground covers with the climbing plants that will climb up and over the arbours. Simple hardscape palette. One of the key issues here is recycled materials, reusable materials. Granite paving is limited just to the main seafront promenade itself. We'll use recycled concrete blocks on the secondary footways, granite stepping stones onto the path, recycled timber for the stage and the multi-purpose plaza area. All of these potentially capable are recycled materials to begin with and capable of further reuse if necessary in phase two. And finally, just to look at the potential phasing. We are talking about the first phase of the runway park here. There is obvious necessity and desire to have a portion of the park complete in time for the opening of the first cruise terminal berth in the middle of 2013. That does give us some difficulty in providing the whole of this greatly enlarged phase one site by mid-2013. And therefore, in the bottom left corner here, you can see our proposal to actually split the first phase into two further sections, so that the runway section, the buffer against the cruise terminal, the seafront promenade with the best views, the plaza, and the small portion of the lawn will be available when the first berth opens in the middle of 2013. The remainder, the main body of the lawn and the arbours, will be 6 months later at the end of 2013. The reasoning behind that, I think the key issue with construction is site formation and drainage for the very large lawn. As Johnny mentioned, the architectural elements are all purposely designed in a sort of modular way so that they can be prefabricated off-site and assembled very quickly on-site. The landscape elements are treated in a very similar way. So the key issue when it comes to construction programming is providing the right conditions for the lawn to establish. The main drainage and also a very extensive surface water land drain system for the lawn itself will take a minimum of 10 or 11 months to construct. And that only leaves us around about a month left before the cruise terminal first berth opens, and that we feel is just totally inadequate to actually first construct the lawn, and then perhaps even more importantly to establish that lawn to such a condition that it can be immediately used by the public. So the idea is that over the next 6 months, that would give time for the lawn to be installed, and by the end of 2013, the whole facility will be immediately usable to the public. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the consultant team to have a very detailed explanation of the scheme, and I can sense your passion about your design, so you tell us a lot of details that probably take up all the time required for this agenda, so we can proceed to the next one agenda. Well, yeah, having said that, I think members, well, we are really running short of time. If we continue the meeting like this, it will be like the town planning board, right? KY can tell us what happened, you know. Okay, well, Nick?
Chairman, I'm not going to focus on design because I think we've had a very detailed description of the design of the park. My concern is about access. Because we can have the most wonderful park at the end of the runway, but if the access is in any way inhibited, then you know we're going to suffer. First concern is we're going to have to, anyone approaching the park, whether they come on public bus or come by car, is going to have to drive through about 1.5 kilometres of building of construction site. So are we going to hoard that in a sympathetic way? How are we going to deal with the access to the park? Secondly, public bus, minibus presumably, taxi, but a lot of people will come by car, their own car. Presumably they're going to park, I imagine, are they going to park in the cruise terminal? Question. If so, how many spaces are there? Because I think this potentially is going to be a major attraction. Do we have enough spaces? And that's another question. Third question is, it is related to design, but not specific on design. I've been to the end of the runway a couple of times, unofficially, in the last 2 weeks. It is very windy, indeed, even on a fine day. Design, I think, needs to reflect that. And also, I think you'll need places for people to almost shelter, quite frankly. It's not just shade. It's providing a buffer against the wind. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Other comments? Winston. Then we have Vivian and then Sujata. Winston.
A very quick one. Is there any ability to surround the lawn with a running track, because that would be very popular.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that you can't run on the grass, obviously, but you know, it's quite a large piece of grass, and it will not disturb or destroy your beautiful design.
Okay, thank you, Winston. We have Vivian.
Winston, you stole my comment. Okay. Because I actually think that from an interest and also from a function perspective, and especially after if phase one can be integrated with phase two, I think it will make a magnificent jogging trail.
Okay, good. Yes, Sujata.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I think, you know, a lot of detail in there, and I just wondered about the runway remnant. To me, like, if the runway should be reminiscent of the runway. So if you put an undulating park on top of that, I wonder if we're taking away from the runway heritage.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one of my comments. But I think other features and everything is better. And also another one is the water access. We're talking about cars, buses, and everything. And this should be
mm-hmm.
a way to get to the runway by water.
Okay. Thank you, Sujata. Right. Other comments? No? Okay. I'll pass it back to the consultant team to provide response.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We're very happy to note that everybody's all concerned about access and the design. So, from what I gather, first, Mr. Brooks' comment on the windy site. When we did the presentation, we forgot to mention that this big arbors, well, the big arbors that we are providing with a little bit of earth berm behind, that is actually intended to give some wind protection because you have some earth behind and then a big shade. So this not only gives shade, but also wind protection because this is really a windswept site, right? Second point on the running track, I think we can jog on that, right?
And yes.
Yeah, so we can jog on what we have now. Number three, running track. Yeah, that's the running track I got. What else?
Runway heritage.
Runway heritage, Andy.
Just to take up the point about the... firstly, jogging track, you're absolutely correct. I mean, the what we have there is a simple pedestrian pavement. It's not a special surface, it's not a special design, but it can very easily accommodate joggers. That's just a management decision. The runway, we talked about the runway, and in our some of our initial design, we simply maintained that exactly as it is, as a very large, very expansive piece of hard surface, but we were just concerned about the comfort of users. You know, the glare from that piece of runway remnant is about 140 metres long and 40 metres wide. If you don't do something to soften it and add a little bit of facility and interest, it's a bit of an inhuman facility for the park users themselves. I understand, and we respect the necessity to maintain the geometry and the history of the runway. And I think because of that element we've introduced is only very, very low, it's only 300 or 400 mil at its highest point, then you can still read the integrity of the original runway alignment, but in a slightly more comfortable setting.
Thank you. I think, still, access.
Who can? Chairman, 或者我解少少係嗰個 access 個問題啦。
好。
咁就喺個 cruise terminal 即係 phase 嗰個 berth number one 開放嗰時咧，咁佢應該有超過100個車位係可以俾市民可以停泊嘅。 咁另外呢就到時亦都會我哋協調緊呢就 SSD 同埋呢個其他部門呢協調緊，到時會有 有啲 public transportation 呢就可以去到嗰、那個cruise terminal 啦，咁亦都可以呢亦都可以對達埋呢個 Phase 分嘅 One Way Park 嘅。
Steven 有補充。
係啊，剛才係講到嗰、那個開定嗰個 treatment 呢，咁其實都唔使擔心，其實呢沿住成條係臨時嘅路呢入到去呢，其實我哋都係打算呢就係、是、沿住係種曬樹木嘅。咁亦都呢就係嗰條臨時嘅路呢就其實就會有七米闊就種曬樹，咁就喺海邊嚟嘅。咁啲人係其實可以喺嗰度呢就無論係跑步啦，或者係釣魚啊，或者是坐低喺度欣賞海景咧，都可以嘅。咁就我哋相信呢、這個都會係一個幾好嘅臨時嘅路嚟嘅。跑步其實就冇問題，其實又一路由喺出面跑到由公園啊，公園裏面兜個圈跑翻出去咧，其實都係幾好嘅一個 jogging trail 嚟嘅。咁、希望我哋一路做嘅時候，一路睇睇有咩機會咧，就可以俾多啲係。在全面開放之前呢都大家可以享用到一個海濱。
好，唔該曬。咁頭先提過有個即係 Sujata 提嗰個 water access 嗰個問題，我諗或者呢個 Steven 一路睇實啦，我諗你都好難叫任何一個 proponent 即係逐個答你㗎，即我諗呢個都係一個整體性嘅即係規劃同埋一個策略嘅問題，係咪？
想回應一下呢，其實如果純粹從交通的角度看呢，那就即是未有一個交通的一個這樣的支持呢，但是即是我相信如果大在座各位聽到有任何有興趣的團體說成敗一些這樣的好像哇啦哇啦咁樣在觀塘過來的話呢，那其實我們都很希望呢就可以聽一聽到業界的聲音，就是不是有人願意係營辦咧咁樣，我哋所知咧就話係行唔通，咁但係如果大家委員有一啲資料俾我哋可以再探討，我哋好樂意去探討嘅。
OK， 係我估你嗰個都係雞同蛋嘅問題咧。你而家啟德嗰度都冇嘢，冇人去，咁你行咁邊有啲船去做咩咧？咁即係我諗呢個可以慢慢諗啊。OK，thank、okay, you。咁多位我諗因為時間問題啦，咁亦都多謝顧問團隊，即係過去呢段時間做咗咁多嘢，咁今日睇到嘅嘢係令我哋放心過上次好多好多嘅，咁我哋希望即係可以即係呢個項目可以繼續即係進行啦，咁多謝咁多位出席，咁我哋
多謝主席
，OK，thank you。